Today we're building an Amen-style switch-up in Ableton Live 12, and the big goal is to make it feel more intense without eating up all your headroom. If you produce drum and bass, this is such a useful move. A switch-up is that moment where the drums, atmosphere, and bass all shift just enough to wake the drop up, but not so much that the groove falls apart. So we want energy, motion, and surprise, while keeping the mix clean and controlled. Start by finding an 8-bar section in Arrangement View. If you already have a main loop or drop going, place the switch up near the end of a phrase, usually after 16 or 32 bars. That's where listeners expect something to change, so the transition feels natural. For a beginner setup, keep it simple. Make bars 1 to 4 your main groove, then bars 5 to 8 your switch up version. Duplicate your drum track so you have a clean copy to work from. That way you're not rebuilding everything from scratch, you're just creating a variation. Now bring in an Amen break or an Amen style loop on an audio track. If it's not already locked to the project tempo, turn warp on. For raw break material, beats mode is usually the cleanest choice. Set the start marker so the first hit lands right on the grid, and make sure the break is tight before you start chopping it up. The key here is to keep the break recognizable. You do not want to over-edit it until it stops feeling like an Amen style switch-up and turns into random drum fragments. A strong beginner approach is to make small changes across the phrase. Maybe the first bar stays close to the original. Then the second bar gets a few extra chops. The third bar can lean into ghost notes or a more active fill. Then the fourth bar gives you a short ending accent to push into the next section. If you want a more controlled workflow, you can slice the break to a drum rack and trigger the pieces manually. That gives you a lot of flexibility. Keep the kick and snare anchors in place, then add a couple of ghost notes before the snare to create that classic jungle movement. If you're editing to audio directly, you can also duplicate the clip and mute a few hits in the second copy, or shorten one snare tail to make room for the next accent. This is where call and response becomes your best friend. The break should feel like it's answering itself. One phrase asks a question, the next phrase answers it. That keeps the motion alive without needing a bunch of extra layers. You can also add a little swing if you want a looser feel, but keep it subtle. In drum and bass, too much swing can make the low end feel late and sloppy. A light groove is usually enough. Now let's talk about atmosphere, because this lesson is really about making the switch up feel bigger without simply making it louder. Add a new atmosphere track using something like Wave Eatable, Analog, Operator, or even a resampled noise texture. Pick a sustained note or chord that fits the key of the track. If your tune is in something like D minor or F minor, stay centered around that so the atmosphere supports the harmony instead of fighting it. Shape that atmosphere with filters and reverb. A good starting point is a high-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the bass zone. Then use a low-pass or tone-shaping filter so the movement feels controlled. You can start the cutoff fairly low and automate it open across the switch-up so the section feels like it's unfolding. That's a really important idea here. Make the section feel larger by opening space, not by pushing the volume fader. If the atmosphere gets brighter, wider, and more present over time, the transition feels like it's growing naturally. For the reverb, keep it subtle at first. A little hybrid reverb or standard reverb can go a long way. Try a short send lift before the fill rather than drowning the whole layer in reverb. Often, a small automation move on a send sounds more powerful than adding another effect. Next, bring in the bass. In drum and bass, the bass and drums are locked together, so if the break gets busier, the bass should usually simplify. That's one of the most important energy lane rules in this style. When the break starts doing more, let the bass do less. A clean beginner bass setup might use Operator for the sub and Wave Eatable for a mid-bass layer. Keep the sub mono with utility. If you want a little weight, add a small amount of saturator, but don't overdo it. The goal is not to make the bass louder, it's to make it feel solid and clear during the switch-up. Hold a steady root note under the busier drum section. Then maybe add one small rhythmic answer near the end of the phrase, like a pickup or octave jump before the next section. That gives the bass a voice in the transition without crowding the break. Now let's protect our headroom, because this is where a lot of beginners accidentally ruin a good switch-up. Route your drums to a drum bus, bass to a bass bus, and atmospheres to an Atmos bus. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue the hits together. You're usually only looking for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Keep the attack moderate so the transients still punch. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono and clean up any muddy low mids if needed with EQ8. On the Atmos bus, be willing to high pass more aggressively than you think. If the mix starts feeling cloudy, it's usually because the atmosphere is taking up low-mid space that should belong to the drums and bass. A really good headroom target while you're arranging is to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives you space to breathe and makes the switch-up feel controlled. If the section needs more intensity, automate movement, not loudness. Now we'll shape the transition with automation. This is where the switch-up really comes alive. Open the atmosphere filter gradually over the course of the 8 bars. Increase the reverb send a little before the fill. Let the drum clip volume dip by a decibel for a moment, then come back. You can also close the bass filter slightly while the drums are busiest, then reopen it afterward. That little push and pull creates tension without clutter. A simple arrangement could look like this. The Amen variation enters in bar 5. The atmosphere starts opening right away. Bar 6 gets more ghost notes and more motion, bar 7 peaks with the busiest drum fill and the widest atmosphere, and bar 8 gives you a final hit or pickup before you return to the main groove. One really effective trick is a micro dropout. Mute the kick for one beat before the bar change, then let the break slam back in. That tiny pocket of space can make the next hit feel massive without any extra volume. At this point, test the whole thing in mono. This is super important. Use utility on your Atmos bus and bass bus and temporarily narrow or check the width. Make sure the sub still feels solid, and make sure the break is still readable even when the stereo atmosphere is reduced. If the switch-up falls apart in mono, that usually means the atmosphere is too wide, the reverb is too heavy, or the low end is too spread out. Keep the sub mono. Keep the important drums centered. Use width for the higher atmosphere, not for the bottom end. And keep listening for the snare. In Amen style writing, the snare is often the anchor. If the atmosphere or bass masks it, the whole switch-up loses power. The snare has to stay clear if you want the section to hit properly. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the switch-up bigger by simply making everything louder. That kills headroom and makes the drop harder to mix later. Second, don't over-edit the break. Keep enough of the original loop logic so the listener still feels the groove. Third, don't let the atmosphere fight the snare. If that happens, high-pass it more and back off the reverb. And fourth, avoid wide low frequencies. Keep the sub in the center and let the atmosphere live higher up. If you want a darker or heavier DNB feel, go for short, shadowy atmosphere layers instead of huge cinematic pads. A dense drone with a little distortion often works better than something glossy. You can also add a very light amount of drum bus or saturator to the break bus for some grit, but keep it subtle, just enough to help the Amen cut through on smaller speakers. Here's a great beginner practice move. Build a clean 8-bar switch-up with one Amen-style break, one atmosphere layer, and one bass track. Then compare it against a slightly more dramatic version, where the break is a little more chopped, the atmosphere opens a little more, and the bass stays even simpler during the busiest drum bar. Listen to both and ask yourself which one feels bigger without sounding louder. That's the real lesson here. An effective Amen-style switch-up doesn't win by brute force. It wins by rhythm, contrast, automation, and control. Keep the break recognizable, let the atmosphere open up, simplify the bass while the drums get busier, and protect your headroom so the next section lands cleanly. If you can do that, your DNB transitions will sound tighter, more professional, and way more exciting.